Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Dalad. Zvachim Daf Dalad, as we continue our new limud of Seder Kachim. Yesterday we had the sugya of Mina Machriv, Lav Mina Lo Machriv. So you see, even from that lashon, Zvachim, some of the lashonos in the Gemara are very graphic. And as we'll see some more today, just that lashon doesn't appear too many places of machriv. It destroys the carbon. But here we go, Dav Dalad. Today's Dav is all about the Dalad Avodos. As we mentioned on the Dav Beis, Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika. So related to that, this is one of the important Davim in the Masechta, all about the Dalad Avodos, how they relate to each other. And as we will see, the Gemara requires a limud for every single one of the avodos, meaning you can't learn one from the other one, as we'll see the uniqueness of every one. So the Gemara starts off. Minolan de be'inan zvicha l'shma. How do I know that we need zvicha l'shma? Now, how do you know that you have to shech the carbon l'shma? As the Mishnah started off on Dav Beis, that you have to shech the carbon l'shem the right carbon. How do you know that? What's the source? The Mishnah just says that if you did it, so then you, depending on the carbon is still kosher, except it did not count for the owner by most karbanos. But how do you know that there's a lachatchila to do zvicha lishma? We quoted in Rashi and the Rambam already on Daf Beis that there's an isser for the kohen to have the wrong karbanos. That's the isser of lo yechashev, as Rashi and the Rambam quoted. But what is the source that you need lachatchila lishma? So the Gemara says, "Damar kra v'im zevach shlamim karbano." The pasuk by shlamim, zevach shlamim. We darshin shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. Zevach is zvicha. Yishechet it l'shem shlamim. Says the Gemara one second. V'dilma haynu shmayu. Maybe zevach shlamim is the name of the karban. How do you know the darshin zevach shlamim shechet l'shem shlamim? Maybe zevach shlamim is the name of the karban. So where it says no. Lo salkadaitach, it says on the side, midach siv, hamakriv is dama shlamim, hazorek is dama shlamim, belok siv zevach, you see other psukim that only call it a shlamim, they don't call it a zevach shlamim. So vahachak siv zevach, shmaminah shatei zvicha l'shem shlamim. So that's how you know the source for shchita has to be l'shem, the right carbon. Rashi implicitly asks a question on the top line, that why don't you just use, we're going to have other psukim, Rashi says, why don't you use just the pasuk of motzas vasecha tishmar vasisa? Right, whatever you say with your mouth, you have to fulfill. You have to fulfill your promises. So why don't you just quote that pasuk? That if the kohen messes up here, so then it's not going to count for the owner. So that's a source. Motzas v'asecha tishmar v'asisa. So Rashi quotes, "Dimo motzas v'asecha lo mifrashi minei, lo mifrashi bei avodos, or lo mifrashi avodos l'shmo." It's not explicit. Avodos are not explicit there. And that's why it's not a good source. What exactly does that mean? What does Rashi mean that the sources, the pasuk is not explicit? So I saw the Ataras HaKodesh, one of the Achronim says that Rashi is alluding to the fact that there are really two inyanim when it comes to lishma of a karban. Inyan echad hu ha-isser lishanos v'lishcha l'shem zevach acher. The isser to be mishana and to shechte l'shem another karban. V'inyan sheni hu mitzvah l'chadchila l'chavin l'shem karban v'lo rak shlo lishanos l'karban acher. The mitzvah l'chadchila, there's a mitzvah not to do it for any other carbon. There's a mitzvah to do it for the right carbon. Right in the middle ground will be neutral, stoma, as we discussed on that base. Those are the two inyanim. And in the pasuk of Moses of Asecha Tishmar, you might have said that only means fulfill a lumot achova lasos carbon l'shma rak she'en lo l'shanos mi diburo al yidei she'yasa carbon l'shem zevach acher. You might think that Moses of Asecha don't change what you've done. Meaning don't think about another carbon. But maybe neutral is not changing, right? Not changing to a different carbon. Kamashmal, that's where you need another pasuk. Okay, that's what he suggests. Maybe the two levels of lishma, meaning not shalol lishma and lishma. So those are the two levels that one might have said. That's why you need an extra pasuk.
From this limud, did you learn all karbanos or just shlamim?
This is us. So we're going to talk about that. So Gemara is going to say maybe it's just shchita and maybe it's just shlamim, as we'll see. But so far we have shchita lishma by shlamim. Ashachan zvicha continues the Gemara. Fine zvicha, I know shchita. Shara avodos minalan. How do you know other avodos? The other dalad avodos. Chitema lelefi zvicha. What do you mean? Let's learn it from shchita. Or dalad avodos are part of one process. No, the Gemara says you can't. Ma lezvicha sheke nifsala l'shalo l'shem. Oakland be Pesach. By Zvicha, it's unique. Shchita is unique. Why? We're going to see uniquenesses of each of the avodos. Here, the Gemara says Shchita is unique in that by carbon Pesach, shechting the carbon Pesach, l'shem people who cannot eat the requisite amount that passels the carbon Pesach. If I shech the carbon Pesach, l'shem a chole or a zakein that cannot eat a kizayis, that passels the carbon Pesach. even though if I do the other avodos of the Karban Pesach, l'shem, chola, and zakin, that does not pasul. But you see from there that, that there's a different standard when it comes to shechita. And therefore, so what? You have a makar, l'shem, l'shma, by shechita, maybe that would only pop by shechita, not by other avodos. That is the uniqueness that the Gemara has here, the chumra by shechita. We're going to have later on a kula by shechita. Shechita is the only one that a zor could do. But, as we'll see soon, but the Gemara here says, shechita has a chumra in that if you shech the shlo l'shem ochlen b'pesach, so that is a problem. The Ar Samech explains what is unique about shechita when it comes to Karban Pesach specifically, and that is, as we know from the Mishnah in Pesachim, out of all the karbanos, Karban Pesach has an achila element. And it has to be eaten. Even though it's the only karban that even if it's brought betumah, right, the Mishnah says in Pesachim that that it is eaten because it's all about eating the Karban Pesach. That's why you have more halachos related to its eating than any other karban. It has to be designated beforehand, limnuyav, and you have to have a group, and you have to have a chabura, and you can't break its bones. So many halachas, not giving it to an orel, not giving it to a kartoshav, all the halachas of eating by a Karban Pesach. So it says the Ar Samech, and what's the ikar avoda that relates to eating? Shechita. This is a yisod that we're going to have to remember. Kivan to call chesrono mitzad. This is in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Beis Vav. Says the Ar Samech. Kivan to call chesrono mitzad she'ena roi la'achila, boi she'ehe machshava shelo la'ochla, b'shchita, tehi materes ba'achila el ha'basar. Mitzad atzmusa, bein b'chulin, bein b'kachim, v'hi machshartam la'achila. Shchita is about heter achila. That's what shechita is about. You're right, the process might not be nigmar until later, but the shechita is really, obviously, by chulin, that's what matters it. That's the only one of the dalal avodos they have a parallel by chulin, but that is the matur la'achila even by kachim. Lo kein bezrika, right? Unlike zrikas ha-karban, zrikas ha-dam, what's that about? That's about ritzui. That's about bringing kapara. Lo tehi rak lahartza'a, v'hi ha-mechaperes, v'hi ena ba b'shol achila sabasar. Right, the zrika is nothing to do with achila. Adarab, it's the opposite. Ha iser kodem zrika nishava. There's an iser before zrika. That's not because zrika is going to matter the achila. Why is it? Misiba shesorach laratzos od bezrika v'hiya oseres lo hamateres zrika. You have to do zrika in order to bring kapara. Zrika is an oser. It answers, really, the maser is mutter ba'achila because of the shechita, just like in chulin, where it's a matir. That's a big discussion whether you count shechita as one of the 613 or not. Machlokas Ramam Raivit, discussion on the first page in Yeridea, the bottom of the page Yad Avraham, discusses it in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, but says the Ar Samech, shechita is about making it mutter to eat. That's the inherent nature of the maisa shechita. Zrika is about a maisa ritzui, a maisa mechaper. And nothing to do with shechita. It's the opposite. It holds back the shechita. It asers. Once you do the zrika, then the kapara has been fulfilled, and therefore that allows the heter of the shechita to kick in. But it's not that the zrika is matering anything, says the Ar Samech. The zrika is being brichaber. Imkeinim chashav lechol ozakin shei bnei hartza rach kasronim mitzad shein ruyim lechol aim sol b'machshavasam bezrika v'ze barur. As the Ar Samech says, right, that is an important yisod about shechita being related to the achila, while the zrika is being related to the kapar. So we continue. So how do you know that you have to do all the avodos lishma? So if you have makar from shechita, if you want to say you learn it from shechita, it doesn't work. Shechita has a uniqueness. So ela amakra, a different pasuk. Hamakriv esdam hashlamim, the one who brings close the blood of the shlamim. Shetehei kabbalah l'shem shlamim. Makriv, we say, means kabbalah sadam. That's what we darshan out from makriv. Even though makriv, you might have said, means avoda number three. Makriv means bringing close. That's halacha sadam, bringing the dam. What are the four avodas? Let's review. Right, you shech the animal, and you catch the blood in a kli sharis. That's kabbalah sadam. Then you walk the kli to the mizbeach. That's halachas hadam, and then you sprinkle it, either, depending on the carpet, either you just take the whole kli and fling the blood, or you dip your fingers in, by achatos. There's different rules of how you do the zrika. Those are the four of them, shechita, kabbalah, halachas, zrika. So, the pasuk says, ha-makriv es damashlamim. So what's makriv? So the Gemara darshins, as we're going to see in a minute, makriv means kabbalah, and therefore, dam hashlamim, you darshin, that it should be l'shma. How do you know makriv means Kabbalah? Makriv should mean halacha. Right? Makriv means bringing it close. Bringing it close, halacha is bringing it close to the Mizbeach. So, you look in the Psukim. Look at the Psukim in Parshas Vayikra, the beginning. The Pasuk says, V'shachatas ben ha-bakar l'frei Hashem, Yishech the karbon, Yishech the bakar, V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam. The b'nei Aaron are makriv the dam, V'zarku es adam ala mizbeach saviv, and then they sprinkle. So there's only one word between Shechita and Zrika. Shecht it, be makriv it, and then sprinkle it. So what is the word makriv? You gotta have to say that's talking about two different avodos. Because both have to be included in that word makriv. So Rashi says, vehikrivu, zu, this is Rashi on Vayikra, the fifth pasuk in Vayikra, zu kabbalah, shehi arishona. It's gotta be whatever's right after shechita, Rashi assumes. And that's kabbalah, umashma'a, lashon holacha. And the simple interpretation of the word is halacha, lamanu shestehen, lamanu shev. So you really learn both from that word, but it's including Kabbalah, because it's talking about what you do right after Shechita, which is the Kabbalah. Shestehen, and by the way, we'll have this later on, but if you're a dyke in the Pasuk says, Shech the Ben HaBakar, and then the Bnei Aaron are Makriv, and the Bnei Aaron are Zorik. So that's how you learn that Shechita is Kshir Bazar, because it only says Bnei Aaron on the second phrase in the Pasuk, and not on the first phrase of the Pasuk. The Akri says, V'shachat is Ben HaBakar, V'akrivu Bnei Aaron HaKohanim. So that's how you learn Bnei Aaron is from Mikabalah Ve'elach. But the Mefarshim on Rashi explained that this is why you darshan Mehikrav. The Sivzei Chachamim here quotes the Mizrahi, the Gorariyeh, Klomar, Afal Bishabam Mashma Usal Lashon Holach HaLemizbeach, even though this word just translated might have meant Avoda number three, Holach HaZadam, that's what bringing it close means, mikal makom, kiva, chakabala sadam, hi harishona, sha'achar shrita, vikodim laholacha, al karchenu, srichananu lafarish, osa, al hakabala. That's why you have to say it means kabbalah. Vlamanu gam halacha, and you also learn halacha, as we'll see soon. But that is the Mizrahi, that is the, Gurari, both quoted on this pasuk in the Sifsei Chachamim. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So, what's the source for Lishma? So we said a makriv. Makriv means Kabbalah. So far, what do we have? We got Shechita, and we have Kabbalah Zadam. V'lechta v'achmada be'kabbalah v'leilav Shechita mina. So why don't you just say it by Kabbalah? We said you can't learn it from Shechita. So why didn't the Pasuk just say it by Kabbalah Zadam, and you will learn Shechita from Kabbalah? Does Kabbalah have something unique? Yes. Mishum dika l'mifrach. Because you could ask. Maybe Shechita has a lower standard. Why? Mala Kabbalah shekem psula bizar v'isha. Maybe Kabbalah Zadam is unique because a Zar cannot do Kabbalah Zadam. A Zar can do Shechita. We'll have to, this was the shiur that we alluded to. Hopefully we'll have it sometime soon about Shechita. What's the lachachila by Shechita? It's getting a Kohen to do it. I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to shech my own animal. Shechita k'sher bizar. V'isha, our Girsa says, and an Isha is excluded from doing Kabbalah Zadam. Unlike Shechita, whoever wants to do the Avoda. So therefore, you need two separate psukim by Shechita and Kabbalah. Our Girsa, as we just said, has an Isha being excluded from Shechita, and Zar being excluded from Shechita, but an Isha being included. Yeah, I'm sorry, an Isha and a Zar being excluded from Kabbalah, but included by Shechita. So, and this is Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah says, the third parak is known as Kol Apsulin. That's the third parak. If you look in the third parak, beginning of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Kol Apsulin Sheshachdu Shechita Sagshera. Right? Any psul that shechs, any person that's possible to do other avodos that shechs, the shechit is kosher. Sheh shechita kshera, bizarim, ubin nashim, uba avadim, ubit tmeim, vafilu kachi kachim. A possible person could even shech kachi kachim. Right, so that sounds like from there that shechita, pasha shechita is kshera, beisha. Look at the Tosfos there. The Gemara muchach, the nashim shechtos afilu lachachila. The Gemara proves there that women can shecht even lachachila. I wanted to shech to dievet. I wanted to sound like the lashon is et kol apsulon sheshachtu shechidas aksher. It sounds like it's only b'dieved. No, that's only because of the tamei people. Because of the tamei people, they shouldn't shech lechadchila. But b'dieved, they could shech. But a woman could even shech lechadchila. And then he continues. Mikan, fifth line of that Tosfos. Laman alfam abeis. Mikan, shuva lamashakasu behilchos Eretz Yisrael. One of the more well-known Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. One of the Rishonim. Wrote a sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It's quoted on the first page in Yeridaya. So Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Dinashim lo yishchatu mebreisha daitan kala. It says that women should not shecht. Daitan kala. What does that mean? It means that they would feel faint. They might, because they see blood. Something like that in this context. So women shouldn't shecht. V'yod, kasu v'hen, shachar v'lo birek v'arim, shachar v'lo psula, v'nirashim chumras ba'alma, says Tosfos, I think that this is just a chumrah because of this Mishnah. The Mishnah says beferish. But if they get shocked by kachim, for sure they can shock by chulin. And that's the context of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that it's by chulin. Shaya Omer, also a chacham, shakasa Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. But the pashas of the Mishnah is that women can shecht. And that's what the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael has, a chumrah that they shouldn't shecht, taitin kalos, that's discussed in Yoredeya by Shchitas Chulin. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzas here, so that's halacha l'maisa. But then in terms of lamdas, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzas here, some of the Shita Mekubetzas is on the page. You see where it says Oz Gimel? Rose Gimel going down to the Shita Mekubetzas. Sometimes if it's a long entry into the Shita, it says Ayin Basof. Right after the Gemara, you have the Hashmatas of the Shita Mekubetzas. You have a couple of more pages of where it was too long to put on the page, so they put it in the back. That's the Shita Mekubetzas in Zvachim. But some of them you have on the page. So here's a short one. Oz Gimel. Tevas Ve'isha Nimchak. Take out the word Ve'isha. Take out the word Ve'isha in our Gemara. Back to our Gemara. Why would you take out the word Ve'isha? What the Gemara says, don't compare Kabbalah to Shechita, because Shechita is Ksher Bazar, but Kabbalah is not Ksher Bazar. So take out Isha. Why take out Isha? What, Isha can do Kabbalah? No. What's the Lundis? So this is a beautiful Asvin Daraisa. The Asvin Daraisa in Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Yud Tes asks whether a woman or even a Kohenes, is that a separate Psul or is that a Psul Zar? But a male Yisrael, he's a Zar. And therefore, he's included in the Isser of Zaras. But what about a female? When the Gemara says, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo B'nos Yisrael. And we darshan that they're excluded from many of the Avodos. Does that mean that, oh, they're excluded, and therefore it goes back into the other pasuk of excluding a Zar from Avoda? Or is it a separate psul? That's the Chakir of the Achron, and that's his question here. That's the, he quotes this, the Chakir of the precious Drachim. Ha de Kohanos Psulos La'Avoda. And Aish is going. She could eat certain karbanos, but why is she plus a lavoda? Mikra de bnei Aaron v'baros Aaron im al yidei akasav hazeh nichlasu l'chal zaris v'chayavas misa. Oh, aviyach psul ba'alma ayin sham l'may nafkamina. We'll see in a second. But he says that's the machlokas in the girsos here. Sometimes girsos are like are confusing, but here this lumdis. Why would you take out the word isha? It already says zar. Maybe she is a zar. What do you have to have the word separate, the separate line of Isha for? So he assumes that maybe that's the issue here in our Gemara. But he has Safik on Alinius Mefurish Mabahedya. Right? I think it's Mefurish in that discussion that an Isha might be, if you have the Girsa of Isha, that's saying that she is not a Zara. And that is against the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes very clearly that if somebody is not a male Kohen, then they're a Zara. If you're a woman, if you're a Yisrael, the Rambam says the definition of a Kohen is a non, if it is a male Kohen. Rambam says, in Perak Tesel, Chosbiyas Mikdash, Zor Sha'avad B'Mikdash Avadasa Psula, V'chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, V'shemar V'zor HaKrev Yumas, Ezeu Zor, Kol She'eno Mizera Aharon HaZicharim. That's the definition of a Zor. A Zor means somebody who is not from Zera Aharon, a male Zera Aharon. Right, that is the question, but again, that is the... That is the discussion of the Asvin Daraisa here. Then he has another fascinating question. The Parashas Drachim says, what about Kohenes? So he says, the Asvin Daraisa says, what about a Kohen on Yom Kippur? If a Kohen Hedyot does the Avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to do that. But is that because he's a Zar? Does a Kohen Hedyot violate the Isser of Zarus if he would do the Avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Meaning, what's the definition? Is it anybody who can't do this specific avoda? That's the question. Or is it as a special din? Yish the stop exam, but Kohen Hedyot Shavat Avodas Hayom B'Yom Kippurim Imu Balav Kizar B'Mas Avoda Tama Shemem Chayv Alav Misa Deshemayim or not. Then one final point he asks, and this will have to relate to a number of times, hopefully in the Masechta, if the Kohen Hedyot does Avodas Yom, he says, I've seen that question elsewhere, but he says, I don't know how you're ever going to get that question, done properly, because which begadim is the Kohen Hedyot wearing when he does the avodah of the Kohen Gadol? Is he wearing the begadim of the Kohen Gadol? But he's not a Kohen Gadol. So he's miyutar begadim. He's wearing extra begadim, which makes the avodah possible anyway. Is he wearing his own begadim? But the Kohen Gadol's avodah has to have the shemona begadim. So which begadim is he wearing? He says it's very difficult to find the hechi timsi where the avodah would be kosher anyway, because the begadim issue is going to mess him up. But then he relates to the Chakira, which we'll touch on, but we'll get to more later, and that is, why does a Kohen Gadol or Kohen wear his begadim anyway? Is it because he needs it for his definition of being a Kohen? Or is it, no, just part of the Avoda? And And he says that if you want to tell me that, hey, a Kohen eats Truma without wearing his begadim, a Kohen Duchin, the Kohen Kanan Duchin this morning without wearing their begadim, so maybe that proves that he's a Kohen even without the begadim. So he says, no, it could be that he has to be more of a Kohen when he wears the, for the Avoda. He says, Al-Karchav Tzorech Lomar, Avoda Shem Mikdash Bibas Ma'alasam Shrikhan Kohen Mekudash Yoser, Tehainu Shei Mekudash Gamayde Begadim, Vimlav Havi Lezor, Kezor Lagabi Avoda Shem Mikdash, Vyavoda Psula, Bechulu. Again, there's a lot of, it's a beautiful piece, it's a short piece, you want to look it up, Asvin Daraisa, just 3 pages. Again, the issue is, what's the definition of Zaris? Very interesting. Okay, but that this has to do with our Girsa here. Do you have the word Ve'isha in our Gemara? Okay, back to the Gemara. So what does the Gemara have so far? So far we have a makar that you have to shech the carbon lishma, shechting it, and Kabbalah. Ashkechan shchita v'kabbalah, zrika minalan. How do you know you have to sprinkle the dam lishma? We skipped one. We'll get back to it. V'chitema leilof mehani. If you want to say you learned zrika from the other two, from shchita and Kabbalah, no. Malahani shekituna safon. What do you mean? Shechita and Kabbalah have astringency. Why? Shechita and Kabbalah have to be done bitzafon. What does that mean? At least by certain karbanos. By kachim, kachim, you have to shecht and zrik and bizorik the bishchita and Kabbalah's adam on the north side of the mizbeach achitzon. In that area, you see the pictures of the base of Megiddo. You have all those rings for every one of the mishmaros. And on the north side of the Mizbeach, so that's where you do the shechting of Kachikachim is anywhere in the Azara. By Kachikachim. So you see that's a Chumrah. Zrika doesn't have to be there. Why? Because Zrika is done by the Mizbeach. You sprinkle on the southeast and the northwest side of the Mizbeach, so you're not doing it in the north. So these two require north. And the Yeshdan B'chatos HaPnimios. And also, you need Shechita and Kabbalah by the Chatos Pnimios, by the special kind of karbanos chatos, by the chatos brought on Yom Kippur and the parhalom dover shel tzibur, which we discussed a couple of last week. It's a special din of avoda by chatos pnimios. What does that mean? Rashi says there's no zrika on mizbeach achitzon by these. So that's what makes it different. There's no zrika by the mizbeach achitzon. The Acharonim ask, but what do you mean? There's something even better. There's something even more kadosh. You do zrika on the Aron. You do zrika on the paroches in front of the kodesh kadoshim. So how could you say this is a chumrah? So you might say it's not a chumrah. It's just different. Right? We're just saying it's different, and therefore, you can't learn zrika from shechita and kabbalah. So the Gemara says, how do you know zrika? They have to do the zrika lishma. So Ela Markra hazorek es dam shlamim shetei zrika l'shem shlamim. So that is, you know, zrika. Says the Gemara, v'lechta v'rachmana b'zrika v'lelefina. So why don't you just have it by zrika and learn the other two? Mishum dika l'mifrach. No. Shema l'zrika shekin chayiv aleha zar misa. If a zar does zrika's hadam, he's chayiv misa. If a zar does kabbalah, it's aser, but it's not chayiv misa. If a zar does shechita, that's mutter. So only by zrika do you have chayiv misa by a zar. So that's why, again, you can't learn those two from the other. So ashechan kulhu. So fine, you have all of them. Halacha mina. Let's head about halacha. How do you know halacha? Why do we say halacha to the last? Right, the order is shechita kabbalah, halacha, zrika. So you might say because the answer includes it in the zrika marker, that's why it switches it. But it could be in lamdis, we will see later on that halacha is an inferior one of the avodos, in a certain sense. Inferior. How is halacha inferior? Again, we're laying the groundwork here for much of the mesechta, for sure the avodos. How is it inferior? Because you could get away without it. It's the only avoda that you could get away without. Holachas hadam. Why? Because you could shecht right next to the mizbeach. Shecht right next to the mizbeach, you catch the blood, you just turn around, then you sprinkle it. So halacha could be done without. So that's why the Gemara in one line says, halach is lav avodahi. It's not called an avoda. It is one of the dalat avodos, but you could do without it. So that's why there's even a shita, we don't pass in this way. If you look later on in Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel quotes Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says, you're allowed to do halacha shlo lishma, no problem. There's no machshavas psulos by halacha. Because after all, halacha you can do without, Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Reb Shimon machshir behiluch, shahaya omer, I efshar belo shchita, belo bakabalo, belo zrika, aval efshar belo hiluch, shochi, besadam ezbeach vazorek. Right, so you can do without it. So we know I'm not paskin that way, but that's only because of the application. No. Even though you can do without it, but when you have it, you got to do it properly. But that is the issue by halacha. But it could be that's why halacha is left for last because it's an inferior one. Even the lashon, I was thinking, what did the lashon say? Ashkechan. What did we just say? I lost the place. Ashkechan kulu. You have all of them. What do you mean all of them? No, you don't. You don't have halacha yet. It's Ashkechan most of them. What's kulu? So it could be that halacha is not even that word, it's not even included. So ashkan kulu, halacha minala, so how do you know halacha? Anyway, so that's just a few thoughts for halacha versus the others. V'chitem elalapi kolon, if you want to say, learn it from the others, as we just said, malakulu shekena voda sheyef shalavatla. The others are avodos that you cannot be mevatel. Tomer b'halacha sheyef shalavatla, halacha you can get away with. So therefore you can be mevatel it. There's a difficulty in the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he says you can't get away with it. But it sounds like that you need a little bit of halacha. Even if you shef the next to the mizbeach, you got to have a little bit of halacha. Sorach in on this, how did the Rambam reads this line of the Gemara? Shef shalavatzvai. Shef shalavala, most of it? It's a difficult Rambam, the Achronim, wonder what the Rambam means. It's in the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Aleph Chav Gimel, in Psulei Mokdashim, Kohen Shekibel at Adam, V'omai Bim Komo, V'zarkal Mizbeach, Nifsal Hazebach. The Mishnah says, it sounds like he needs hiluch. He needs some type of hiluch. It says here, you don't need hiluch. It sounds like the Rabbanan in that Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel only argue that Machshav is going to passel by hiluch. But not that you don't, they'll agree that you don't need halacha, but when you have it, you should, the Machshav would passel it. Doesn't sound like they're arguing that you don't need, that you do need halacha. But that is a difficult Rambam that one has to figure out. Okay, so Ela Amar Kras, how do you know halacha? V'hikriv es hakol ha-mizbecha. Pasuk says you should be makriv everything on the mizbeach. V'yomer mar, we say, what does that word v'hikriv mean? Zu halachas evarim lekevesh. We have what does that mean? That means the halacha, because that's the context of the pasuk. V'hikriv, you have to bring everything close. That's bringing the limbs close to the ramp. Close to the ramp. We're going to have later on. What status does the ramp have? The ninth parak talks about this. Right, mizbeach mekadesh es aroylo. If something goes up in the mizbeach, even if it's pasul, it's mekadesh it. What about the ramp? What type of kedusha that does the ramp have? It's not the floor of the Azara, but it's not on top yet either. We know, and then the carbon tummy, the Mishnah described, they bring the limbs up to the middle of the ramp, then they run back to say Kriya Shema, then they come back and continue bringing it up. What kedusha does the ramp have? So that's something to discuss. So Amar Mar, bringing the Ivarim to the Kevesh. V'tanya v'hikrivu zu Kabbalas Adam. And we learned earlier that v'hikrivu teaches me Kabbalas Adam. So what do you see? The same word in the Torah teaches me Kabbalah and Halacha. V'afik rachman and Balash and Halacha. The Torah teaches me Kabbalas Adam, using the same word as Halacha. L'meimer the Halacha l'tifka michlal Kabbalah. To teach me that Halacha does not go out from what Kabbalah is. And therefore, if Kabbalah requires Lishma, so too Halacha requires Lishma. Period. So, Baruch Hashem, we have found a source for requiring each one of the avodos to be done lishma, lishem that carbon. So now we ask, v'yashkachan shini kodesh, so fine, we have found a marker for shini kodesh. What does shini kodesh mean? That you're not allowed to change the carbon, the name of the carbon, shini kodesh, shinui bailim minalon. How do you know shinui bailim? They have to have the right owner in mind. Ask Tosfos, how do you know that you have to? Our mission just spoke about Shalol Lishma. What is the Gemara jumping? How do you know Shini Bailim? This is the question on Tosas Davbeis, not Tosas here, in the continuation of the first Tosas in the Masechta. Tosas says, what is the Gemara asking? How do you know Shini Bailim? So it must be, it's asking based on the Mishnah later on in Daf Memvav, which we started off with. We started off with the Mishnah lists all six things. L'shem Zavach, L'shem Zoveach, L'shem Reach, L'shem Yichach, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Eish. Read all the six things. So Tosas says, this Gemara must be including and going on that, that just like we said, L'shem Zavach must be a din li'ikuva, which is going to have some effects. So do l'shem zoveach. The other four, the assumption is that even without that kavan, it's going to be kosher, because the Gemara does not go into sources. How do you know that you need the for the other four on that list? But just for the first two, for sure. So the Gemara Tosfos points out there on Daf Beis that this question is really going on the Mishnah later on. So, Shini Bailam Minalan, so our Pinchas Breder of Ami Amakra, because the Pazik says, Uvisar Zevach Todas Shlamov, the Basar, the flesh of the Zevach of his Shlamim, should they Zvich L'shem Toda. So you learn from there that you should have to Shecht it L'shem the right carbon, the carbon Toda. Imeinu Inyan L'shini Kodesh, and if you don't need that to tell me that you have to do it L'shem the right carbon, did Nafkal and Mehasan, because we already learned the whole top of the Amud, you know Shini Kodesh from other Psukim, Taneu Inyan L'shini Bailim, so therefore you learn it for, so you'd say it must be talking about Shini Bailim, so you teach me something, so you can't switch the owner. Fine. Bahai, asked the Gemara. Well, how can you do asa? 1 minute. Is this pasuk by Karban Toda teaching me that? That Shini, you can't be Mishana the Bailim? Hami Baila, look at the Tanya. No, you learned it from the following. Uvisar dezevach todash lamav. What do you use that pasuk for? Abachanan omer mishum rabbi Eliezer. Ba lulami, to teach me. Toda sheshachta l'shem shlamim kshera. If you have a carbon toda, then you shecht it for a shlamim kosher. Shlamim sheshachta l'shem toda psula. But the opposite is pasul. Why? Toda l'shem shlamim is kosher. Shlamim l'shem toda is not kosher. Why? Because really one is a specific in the category of the other. Ma hefesh bein zeh lazeh, toda kriya shlamim, ein shlamim kriya toda. Toda is a specific carbon shlamim. And that's why if you shef toda l'shem shlamim, you didn't really change anything. Toda is just within the larger category of shlamim. Meiser might be a carbon shlamim too. We discussed already. Carbon Pesach on the other days, not Erev Pesach, is considered a carbon shlamim. Shlamim has a lot of carbonas included in it. There is one shlamim that's even a kachet kachim. We mentioned this at the end of Harios. Kivsei Atzeres, the special karbanas that are brought along with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, those are the only shlamims that are kachet kachim and that are our carbon seabor. The only shlamim that you can have carbon seabor. So you see, those are, you have a lot of types of carbon shlamims. So Tod is a specific type of carbon shlamim. It has different halachas of a regular shlamim. Right? Tod has less time to eat it. Tod you have to eat it, finish it by chatzos, and you have a lot of breads. You bring 40 loaves with a carbon shlamim. With the carbon toda. But the toda is called a shlamim, and therefore, if you shach the toda l'shem shlamim, it is kosher. The opposite is pasul. Doesn't really mean pasul here. It just means lo alo bailam shem chova. Right? Pasul. Only chatas and pesach are pasul if you shach them shlo l'shma. So that's what Rashi explains here. That's what psula means. But what do you see from here? You learn something else from that pasuk. Besides zevach toda shlamav, you learn this halacha. That you could shach the toda for a shlamim, but not a shlamim for a toda. So the Gemara says, you're right. Anan mi zevach kamrinan. We learning it from the word zevach. The word zevach teaches me that you have to have, that's what we're darshaning, toda shlamav, that's what you learn, the toda l'shem shlamim. But the word zevach teaches me what we need to learn, and that's shini bailam. The academy boile, chatas va'asha minayin, tamalomar zevach. But what do you mean? We'll still learn it. We need that, the rest of the pasuk for chatas and asham. That, how do you know that the Rashi quotes? How do you know Rashi quotes? Chatav asham minayin, but there is calling him, tani la gabi haikra, ufisar zevach todash lamav, biyom karbono ye achel, lamanu la todash nachalas liyom balayla, chatas va asham minayin. How do you know chatas asham only has a day to eat it like a todah? Tamalama zevach. See, again, you use zevach up for something else. So im kain nechtov kra uvisar toda shlamav. My zevach shlamin atardi. Still, the word zevach is extra, and therefore you can still learn what we need to learn. Period. Stop there for a minute. So what do you have so far? Top half of the Yamud, we learned all about shinui kodesh. They have to shech the carbon l'shem the right carbon. Now we're within the second half of the Amud, and that is how do you know you have to shech the l'shem the right owner? So far we have found. By shchita satoda, that you have to have the l'shem the right owner. Interesting discussion in the Achronim. Let's say you shechted a toda l'shem shlamim, so it's kosher, but do you have to bring breads with it? It's a toda that's not a regular toda. It's not the, let's say it's pasul. Let's say the other way. A shlamim l'shem toda is pasul. So it's not all about l'shem chova, but he shechted l'shem toda. So in all these discussions, the Achron and the Mikdash David and others, the Sfasemis here discusses what happens to the breads. Do you only bring lachmi toda when you have a perfect carbon toda and it's going l'shem the owner? What if something is called a carbon toda but it's not connected to the owner? Are the breads somehow need to be connected to the owner or not? That's a discussion in the Achronim here that we'll talk about again at some later point. Good, let's continue. Ashkechon, Zvicha. So fine, I know that the Shechita has to be l'shem the right owner. Shar avodos min alon. Same kind of discussion we had up above. How do you know the other avodos? V'chite malei lefi Zvicha. If you want to say you learn from Shechita, no, you can't. Malei Zvicha shkein posel shlo l'shem ochlem epesach, as we had earlier. No, Shechita has a higher standard. And that is, if you shech a carbon Pesach for people that cannot eat a kezayis, then it's possible. So Gemara says, it's a comparison. It's a mamatzinu. Nemra zvicha b'shini kodesh. Nemra zvicha b'shini bailam. Shchita says by both. Ma zvicha amura b'shini kodesh. Lo chilakta b'in zvicha l'shar avodos. Just like b'shini kodesh. Having the right carbon in mind. That we've learned all avodos require it. Tzav zvicha amura b'shini bailam. Lo tachluk b'en zvicha l'shar avodos. So too b'shini bailam. Don't make any distinctions. Even though you only have a source for shchita. Really, through a mamatzinu, through a comparison, we should compare shini bailam and shinui kodesh. Says the Gemara. You cannot do that. They're not exactly the same. Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam. Ikal Mifrach. There are four differences between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam. What differences? Mala Shini Kodesh in the halachos of changing the type of carbon. Shekem Psula Bagufa. It's an inherent psul. It's a psula guf. It's a problem with the carbon itself. Changing the title, the name of the carbon. The Yeshno Bedalad Avodos. And it exists by all four avodos. This is what Tosfos says, the first line of Tosfos in this Masechta. Tosfos says the problem of Shini Kodesh exists by all four avodos. If I shecht it for a different carbon, if I'm zorig it for a different carbon, if I'm kabbalas adam for a different carbon, that ruins it. That ruins it by all dalad avodos. Unlike Shinui Bailim, it's only going to ruin it by Shechita, Tosfos said. Right? By Zrika. That's what Rashi says here, and that's what I said earlier. The third medium line of Rashi. Shini Bailam only messes up. If I'm zorek it for a different owner, that ruins it. That is the problem. And also, it's not a psal aguf if I'm thinking about a wrong owner. Or v'yeshdo lachar misa. And also, the problem of Shini Kodesh can exist after the owner dies. If somebody's mafresh a carbon, and then they die, and their yoresh is bringing it, and then the Kohen thinks of the wrong carbon, that messes it up. If the owner is dead already, so then you can't have a Shini Bailim, right? You can have a Shini Kodesh still. Shini Bailim is not shy to talk about. Or the Yeshdo Betzibur could be Yachid. And also, Shini Bailim, there's nothing to talk about by Tzibur. Tzibur doesn't have a Bailim. You can't be Mishan of the Bailim by Tzibur. Mashen Kain Shini Kodesh, you can. So all these four things, is this by Shini Kodesh, not by Shini Bailim? So how can you compare the two? There is another difficult Rambam. If you remember, we mentioned the Rambam on Daf Beis. The Rambam seems to say he does not limit Shini Bailim to Zrika. He seems to have Shini Bailim by all Dalad Avodos, which seems to be mafurish against this Gemara. The Rambam says that Shini Kodesh can exist by all Dalad Avodos, but Shini Bailim cannot. So the Rambam, Achronim pointed out that there's many answers given. My brother bought me this Machon HaMikdash, put out these two mammoth volumes on Zvachim. They're huge. They weigh a ton, maybe 2 tons. That you pick them up, it feels like 10 svarim. Can't believe it's one sefer. So it has the Gemara, and in the back it has pictures, Kederach HaMachon HaMikdash, and Ma'arachos, they're called. All the sugyas it goes through. So it quotes this Rambam, quotes 10 answers of the Achronim. Right? How does Rambam read this Gemara? So let's go, you won. The Issa Zalman, Devin Ozel says, it's difficult, but you have to say maybe Yeshan Dalad Avodos means, by Shini Kodesh, it's a mefurish in the psukim that it's a problem by Dalad Avodos. While by Shini Bailim, it's not mefurish in the psukim, even though it's true. Okay, that's how the Rambam might read the Gemara. But that is the, so you could, yeah.
In defense of the Rambam, what was the Mematzinu trying to prove? That it's required, but it's not Me'akev?
The Mematzinu is saying that also by the others, it's still, the Rambam is going to say, yeah, he would have to say that it's lachachila. It's lachachila. Correct. It wouldn't have an effect. That's what you have to say it. Right, you're right, you're right. You have a good ha'ara. That the Rambam sounds better in the Havamina, in the question, with the limud itself, while the distinction sounds better against the Rambam like Tosus. Okay, this is a discussion here in Tosus also. What does Yeshon Lachar Misa mean? But we're going to continue. Continues the Gemara. So you have these four differences. V'yaf agav detarti lav dafka, tarti mi adafka. And even though two of these problems could be answered, two of them cannot be answered. He says that kind of lashon wouldn't be used in other mesechtas. Yeah, every mesechta, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say this, that every mesechta has its own way of talking, its own personality, its own character. So zvachim also. So it has its own character. So sometimes you have the shonos in different mesechtas that wouldn't appear. Nedarim we spoke about. Nedarim has different languages that aren't used in other mesechtas. Anyway, so the Gemara here says, even though two of these are going to be knocked out, two of them still stand. So what two? So Maishta, Shini Bailim Tilavi Psula Bagufo. Why is it that Shini Bailim is not called a Psula Guf? Machshava Ba'alma, because it's just considered a Stama Machshava. Shini Kodesh Nami Machshava Ba'alma. What do you mean Shini Kodesh also? You're not giving a mum to the carbon, actually. So what do you mean that Shinui Bailim is not a Psula Baguf? So Shini Kodesh also isn't a psula guf. It's just a thought. And Tosfos points out on top, even if you want to say the machlokas we discussed on Friday, affiliates are of dibur. Even if you want to say you require dibur, machlokas, dibur, just machshava, it's still not considered a maisa b'gufa behema. Kiva, the like a maisa, b'kemachshava ba'alma. So, Elwak, even the Akshava Pasla, Hanamik, even the Akshava Pasla. So really, that's not really such a distinction. To say it's a Psul Aguf, because neither of them are Psul Aguf. And also, Ugar Pinchas, Breder Mari, Dhammer Yeshini Bailam Lacharmisa, and according to Rav Pinchas, who said there is an issue of Shini Bailam Lacharmisa, we'll get to that B'ezras Hashem in a couple of days, Tarti Miya Yigal Mifrach, but you still have two problems. You still have the other two. You have Tzibur and Yachid, and you have Dalat Avodos. So the Gemara says, okay, new source. New source, how do you know the issue of Shinui Bailam? Ela Amar Rav Ashi Amar Kra V'nirtzalo L'chaper Alav V'lo Al Chaveiro V'nirtzalo, it's Muratze the carbon to bring kapar for him and not for his friend. That's how you know you have to think about the right owner. So again, says the Gemara, B'hai L'Hachi Da'asa? No, that's used up. You can't use it for this. Hai L'Mi Bala, look at the Tanya. You need it for the following. V'nirtzalo L'chaper Alav Rib Shimin Omer. What does the word Alav teach me? Esha alav chayev bachar yuso. Vesheinu alav inu chayev bachar yuso. Whatever is on him, what we call neder, hare alai, he's chayev bachrayis. And if something happens to the animal, then it has to, I have to give another one. Vesheinu alav, something that's not on me, but it's on the animal, hare zeh, so then, inu chayev bachar yuso. So that alav is a makar to teach me the difference between neder and nedava. V'yamar av yislav arav dimi, my taima, what's the reason for this? Beautiful lashon here. Kivan to Amar Alai, command the Tanla Katfe Dami. Say that the Alai, that's like I'm carrying it on my shoulders. I'm carrying the carbon on my shoulders. I'm responsible for this carbon. And if something happens to it, I got to bring another one. So you already used the word Alav to teach me the difference between Neder and Adava. So you can't use it for Shinui Bailim. So the Gemara answers no. Rav Ashi mi vinirtze lo lachaper kamar. The word lo is also possessive. And therefore, you learn from the word lo, even though the word alav comes to teach me neder and nedava. So an interesting discussion, machlokas. When, let's say neder, we know, oh, you're responsible until the end. Until when? Nedava, right when something happens to the animal, boon, I'm not responsible for. By a neder, when am I responsible until? What's the cutoff? Until when? So the Rambam's lashon is, well, I'll say it this way, Tosfos and Chulin on daf, Chav Beis, the Mishnah Melech quotes this Tosfos and Chulin, that right when you bring it to the Azara and you give it to the Kohen, you're home free. Even by a Neder, the second that you give it to the Kohen, you finished. Hava'a la'Azara. The Rambam, Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, Yud Dawad Hey, Ma Bein Nedarim L'Nedavas. He quotes the Gemara. What's the difference in Neder and Nedava? Shaha Noder, Im Hefesh Korbano, V'Avado Nignav. By a neder, if your mafish your carbon and it's stolen or lost. Chayev bachriyuso ad sheyakriv. Ad sheyakriv. Kimo shenadar. Until the coin is makrivit. Meaning it's not good enough to bring it. Let's say the coin messes up. So in the case that you bring a neder, shlo all bailam shem chova. You gotta bring it. According to Tosfos, right when you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you finished. Shlo all bailam shem chova, but so what? If it's a neder, you don't have to bring another one, pashtus. Vamisnade viyomar zu. That's the difference between neder and nedava. That's the machlokas, Rabam and Tosfos. That when are you finished with your neder? The Briska Rav says related to this. The Briska Rav says, why? It sounds like it's a svara, hare alai, on me. It sounds like it's misvara. I'm accepting. What do you need a pasuk for? Is that a svara? If you use the lashon of hare alai, it's your chayev achrayas. What do you need a pasuk for? So maybe says the Briska Rav, that's the Rambam. Misvara, I would have said right when you give it to the Kohen. Right when you bring it into the Azara, that's good enough, misvara. Comes along the Pasik. What's the Pasik adding? Until it's Hukrav, actually. It's until it's actually Hukrav, and not just when you bring it to the Azara. Misvara, you would have said, once it's out of your hands, you're finished, you're not responsible anymore. Mashenkin, once you have the Pasik, that's when you say that it has to be even Hukrav. It's a beautiful Briska Rav. Maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. Viter, a little bit more. Ashkechan Zvicha, Vizrika. So fine, I know Shchita and Zrika, because we just spoke about Vinirtsa, Ritsu, Yizrika. Kabbalah Minalan, how do you know Kabbalah? Chite Melelet Mizvicha Vizrika. And if you want to say you learn it from Zvicha and Zrika, Mal Zvicha Vizrika, Shekein Avodesh Chayev and Alabachutz. No. If I shech the carbon outside the base of Migdash, there's something called Shchute Chutz. It's what the second to last parak. The last parak is all about here in Zvachim. So, if I shech the carbon outside, I'm chayim misa. If I'm zorik the dam outside, not if I'm a kabbal adam. How are you a kabbal adam outside without shechting it? Let's say the coin's standing inside on the border, right on the border, and you catch the blood on the outside. But there's no misa for kabbalah bachutz. So maybe you can't learn it from there. So el amar avashi asyim el nazir. You learn it from the carbon, the ram that comes along with the nazir. Tchsiv es ha'ayol ya'aseh zevach shlamim shetei asiyaso l'shem shlamim. Do it for a shlamim. All its asiyot should be l'shlamim. V'meino inyan l'shini kodesh, d'nafgalei mihasam, and if you don't need this for shini kodesh, a wrong carbon, because you learned it out already in Amud Aleph, t'neyo inyan l'shini bailam, you learned it for the right owner. Fine, so you have Kabbalah. Amalei Ravacha Barabal Rava. How do you know the word Yaseh should be used for that? Ema Yaseh Klau Zevach Prat. Maybe the word Yaseh Zevach should be read as a Klalu Prat. Yaseh, a general statement. Zevach, a specific statement. And what's the rule? Klalu Prat Ema Klau El Mashav Prat. Klalu Prat means it's only the Prat. And therefore, what does it say in the pasuk? Zevach, zvicha in midiach rina lo. So maybe you can't learn Kabbalah Saddam because it says zvicha. Maybe it's a klal uprat. So the Gemara says no. Iksiv ya'aseh shlamim zevach kida ka'amrit. If it has that lashon of do the shlamim zevach, then you could say ya'aseh shlamim is the klal and zevach is a prat. But hasha dechsiv ya'aseh zevach shlamim. If it says that phrase, havi leklal she'eno male. It sounds like. It says, Yaseh, you didn't say what to do yet. So you didn't finish. You can't say Yaseh is a klal, and therefore it's not a complete klal. Therefore, this cannot be a klal of prat, and therefore you're back to the original source, that this is a good source for Kabbalah Saddam. Ravina Amar, a different answer. Lo olam danin, maybe it is a klal of prat, but the Lashem, chazav a klal. You have another word afterwards that makes it into a klal uprat klal, which then expands. Klal uprat is only ein b'chal al mashav prat. Klal uprat klal is anything similar to the prat, which can mean other avodos. Right? Chaz of a klal. So just a few more lines. Amalei Rachem Yidit to Ravina, 1 minute. Bolo domi klal kama klal basra. But what do you mean? It's not the klal kama and basra aren't similar. It says the word yaseh and it says the word lashem. Those aren't parallel. Why? Klal kama marba asios v'sulo. The first one says yaseh, which would include all avodos. Klal basra, it says kol lashem, anything you have to do, everything involved in the process you have to do lashem, even things that are not avodos. V'afilu shvicha shirayim. Even you would have included pouring the leftover blood on the base of the mizbeach, or of haktaras emurin, or burning the leftover fats overnight. So they're not similar. So the Gemara answers, no problem. Hatanat v'Rabbi Shmuel b'klali uprati. In Rabbi Shmuel's base pedrash, they learned about klal uprats. Darish ki ha'gavna. They said even if the klals aren't similar, you can still learn it as a klal uprat klal. Klal uprat b'klal iyata na'ala kena prat, and therefore you can learn anything similar. Ma prat mefurish avo dobina l'shma. Just like the prat, which is shchita, is you need lishma for afkal avoda ubeinan lishman. So too any avoda requires lishma, and therefore that's the source. That's the source that you need lishma, not just lishma, but you don't need it for lishem kodesh. So therefore, you use it for lishem bailim. Two more lines, and we'll finish the section. Ima prat mefurish avoda v'chayev an alavachutz. If you want to limit it, so maybe just like it's an avoda, that's your chayev bachutz afkal avoda v'chayev alavachutz. So how do you know to include Kabbalah? Maybe you should limit it to similar to Shechita. Shechita v'sriki in Kabbalah v'olachalo. Or inami, ma'apra mefurish davar haton safon v'yashto v'chatos primios. Limit it to a different way that Shechita has a uniqueness. Only something that needs the north side, and it exists by the chatos primios, which we said, the special chatos that have the sprinklings not on the mezbeach chitzon. Afkol davar haton safon v'yashto v'chatos primios. Shechita v'kabbalah in zrika lo. Meaning, how do you know if you have a klal uprat klal here, and shchita is the prat, how do you know which definition of shchita should be used to define the category? Shchita, on the one hand, is an avoda, but it's a unique avoda. So how do you know what to do? So the Gemara says, you don't. You don't know what to do, and therefore, shkulinhein v'yavohu shnehem. So as you don't know, you just got to include everything. And therefore, that's the source. That's the second source that we could have, that all avodos are included, that you have to have l'shem, the right owner, by the avodos. So Amud Aleph was l'shem shini kodesh, you have to have the right carbon in mind, and on Amud Beis here, you have to have the right owner in mind. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Beth Hashem, we will continue. Beth Hashem, I will try to get another next sefer, the next mitzvah of today. Beth Hashem, I'm going to try to work out with the time. Okay, we'll stop here.